We can learn a very good lesson from the blind man in the gospel today. Bartimaeus is someone who does not miss an opportunity. He heard that Jesus was passing by, realized that it was the opportunity of his life, and he acted swiftly. We are told that even as he called out to Jesus, many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. They apparently thought that his misery should remain hidden, not disturb the lives of those who are well. You know, that word term blindness has many meanings besides just physical blindness. There's also such a thing as moral blindness, of ignorance and insensitivity. Bartimaeus is blind, but he's only sightless. He sees better with his heart than most of those around him because he has faith and he cherishes hope. It is this interior vision of faith which helps him to recover his external vision. Your faith has made you well, Jesus tells him. Bartimaeus has a somewhat normal conversion story, if you look at it, break it apart. He probably heard about Jesus from someone, maybe many. He came to believe what he heard, and he was not afraid to show his faith. And as a result of that, his faith was greatly rewarded. And after his healing, he continued to follow Jesus. Today is Priesthood Sunday. I bet you didn't know that. It's always the last Sunday of October. It's not a big to-do made about it because I don't know why. I should have gotten flowers or something. So I'm going to pause here in the explanation of the gospel because I'd like to develop a topic present in the readings throughout today, especially the second reading regarding the figure and role of the priest. It is said of a priest, first of all, that he's chosen from among men. He is not, therefore, an extraordinary human being or someone who's fallen down from heaven, but a human being who comes from a family and owns a history just like everyone else. Chosen from among men means that the priest is made of the same fabric and has the same human nature as those to whom he ministers to, with the same emotions, struggles, doubts, and weaknesses of everybody else. This is a benefit for all. In this way, the priest will be more ready to have compassion as he is cloaked in his own weakness. Chosen from among men. The priest is appointed to act on behalf of all people. That is, he's given back to them and placed at their service, a service that affects his most profound dimension, his own eternal destiny. St. Paul summarizes the priestly ministry with a phrase. He says, "This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." That's in 1 Corinthians. This means that the priest is not indifferent to the human needs of people, but he's concerned with them with a spirit that's different from that of sociologists, psychiatrists, and politicians. Unlike those who chastised Bartimaeus that day, a priest has above all empathy. It's a small word with a big meaning. In other words, he has understanding, compassion, sympathy. He identifies with people, especially in their weakest moments. Thus far, I've sketched the positive side of the priest's character. We know that priests aren't perfect. It's not always so. Every now and then, the news reminds us, very frequently lately, that another reality also exists, that of weakness and infidelity. Of this reality, the church can do no more than ask for forgiveness. In this, there's an important truth to be remembered as well. As the priest, he can err, he can sin, but the work he carries out as a priest at the altar or in the confessional, are not invalid or ineffective because of his choices, bad ones. The people are not deprived of God's grace because of the unworthiness of the priest. For it's Christ himself who baptizes, celebrates, consecrates, forgives. The priest is merely the instrument of Christ in the sacrament. I like to recall in this connection the words uttered before a dying man, a priest, country priest, in France. Three small words which capture the essence of any life, sums everything up beautifully. His last words were small: all is grace. What a beautiful way to sum up the essence of being. He summed his whole life: all is grace. You know, even the misery of alcoholism, sickness, and impairment can be a grace, because it can make one more merciful and understanding toward people with those same conditions. God knows that his representatives on earth are not perfect. Just look at the visible weaknesses of the apostles he chose. There's a long list of them in the Gospels. But what he expects of his priests is that they be merciful, that they show empathy. This Sunday's lesson from the letter to the Hebrews is a very complimentary description of an effective and good high priest in the Jerusalem temple. Such a good and effective high priest ministers to others very mindful of his own weakness. Indeed, it's that very self-awareness of his human frailty that allows him to lovingly minister to others. We're told in Hebrews, such a minister is able to deal patiently, as did Jesus. This description of a priest seemingly discourages, negates all harshness, arrogance, crassness, self-centeredness, pomp, status, abusiveness, of reckless abuse of power, position, prestige. The ministers themselves must be in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, for others rather than for themselves, for the institution they work for, or for the organization. A dedicated priest is one who takes on the role of helping people see the kingdom of God while living in the shadow of Christ. Today, as we recognize the role of the priesthood, we should all assess our own personal baptismal calling to act in persona Christi. Because the roles of priest, prophet, and king were bestowed upon each one of you at baptism through the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's part of the ritual of baptism that takes place with an anointing. In our own vocational callings in life, do we help? I'm asking you this as in your priestly role. Do we help people see the kingdom of God? Do we assess our own lives with hard and crucial measurement? Do we embody the hopefulness of Jeremiah? Do we remove the presumptions and sinfulness upon those who are needy by working for justice and improvement, even at the cost of personal and societal gain? Are we brave enough to engage truthfulness at all levels? Do we minister as a good and effective high priest does, always aware of and in spite of our human weaknesses? And do we rejoice always in having already been saved by our Savior and his gospel? To each of you, happy Priesthood Sunday.